The Volumes of Truth. Volume 4. Integrity with All Trust. April 17, 2008, from Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for a brother in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord, to his servant, My son, I have come to live in you, and you have begun to walk in me. Therefore, embrace me fully. For one who loves me is not ashamed of my ways. Neither do they hide what they are doing. How is it then, that you hide that which is good, and bears fruit in righteousness, and submit to that which is corrupt, and bears only bitter fruit, leading to vexation of spirit? Rather, as it is written, Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father in heaven. My son, fear not. Your beloved will soon awake. Yet for now she remains a stone of stumbling at your feet. Yet you compound the error, by making that which you do, seem veiled and sinister, in the eyes of the ignorant and arrogant alike. For that done in a corner, or in secret, is not of me. For that held in secret is akin to a lie. And that which you hide from others, concerning me and my will, is to deny me. Know you not that to love anyone more than me, is to be unworthy of me? Yet I remain faithful. My son, put dishonesty far from you. For by this, you have made your sincere testimony void in the eyes of others, and your good works suspect. Rather, be willing to endure persecution for doing what is right, in obedience to God. For this is acceptable with God. Let them speak against you for doing what is right, yet no more give them occasion to speak against you for your wrongdoings. Give the adversary no platform at all. My son, hear my words. Yet do not act rashly, in an attempt to rectify your error. Rather, in quiet boldness shine forth. Have peace, for I have seen your heart. And that which I see, is a sincere hunger and thirst for righteousness. I am he. Therefore strive to walk, as I walked, and they will see. For every veil is lifted in me. Be steadfast and forthcoming. Make honesty your companion, and integrity your close friend. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may truly be a son of your Father in heaven, as it is written. My son, lead by example, with quiet boldness and steadfast trust, and they will begin to see, says the Lord.